Let me just share you a few thoughts I had today. It may help some of you. You know, I got kind of down part of the day because you get to thinking about how things are going in the world, in our country. Anybody that's a thoughtful person could easily get down. And I got to thinking about a lot of friends I've got that got problems, a lot of Christian friends of mine. So I just kind of had the weight of the world on my shoulders part of the day. And the Lord just gave me a really wonderful time in prayer. And he's like he spoke to me, not in an audible voice. And kind of what he was saying was, you know, that this is not your job to bear all these burdens. That's my job. I'm well able to handle it. And you need to learn how to lean on me more. And I had a real relief about that. And so a scripture that came to my mind, I want to share with you just for a moment. See, God is, let me just share the scripture that you've heard me use many times. This is Judy and I. It's the theme verse of our marriage we decided a long time ago. It's over in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is set on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And so I want you to stay your mind on God. And I got to thinking about his attributes today, some of his attributes we all know. And thinking about some of the problems that I'm aware of, both, you know, in the big picture and then also people I know. God's omniscient. He knows everything. He knows a lot more about than I do. He's totally omniscient. A lot I don't know. He does. God's also omnipotent. He's all powerful. A lot of things I cannot do. A lot of things I wish I could do. You know, I know myself pretty well. If I had about $10 million, I could get rid of it quickly in good causes. A lot of people I like to help out. I didn't got $10 million right now. But God got a lot more than $10 million. And he got things besides money that I can't, that are more important than money even. God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's also omnipresent. A lot of people I can't reach. I'd like to reach him. But God is ubiquitous. He's everywhere present. He's nowhere absent. So I got thinking about that. God's love, the love is incomprehensible. Paul, even in the third chapter of Ephesians, prayed we might know the length, the depth, the height, to the breadth, to know the love of Christ, the path of knowledge. We might be filled with all the fullness of God. So he's incredibly loving. So he got all these attributes. And then I got to thinking about this. Just hope it'll help somebody. Over in a verse I preached on a long time ago, a whole series on this one. I think it's Proverbs 18:10. Let me turn over to 10 where it is. I can quote the verse probably, but I want to make sure I got it. And I'm going to briefly share something with you. If you get interested and want to know more about this, if you'll send me a letter on, I can give you the detail I'm fixing to give to you, where you can take it with you. This is over in Proverbs 18:10. I thought it was 11, but it's 18:10. Remember now the verse over in Isaiah 26:3. Don't forget that one. That thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. But Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord, that's Jehovah there, all caps, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And the series I preached a long time ago on that, and let me just give you some names of the Lord. And I use it a lot of times when I pray. In fact, I've got a little thing here in my Bible that I keep. But here are 10 names that characterize Jehovah, our Lord. One of them is Jehovah Jireh. That is the one who provides, the one who sees and provides. We all know that. We sing the songs of Jehovah Jireh. I don't care what kind of need we got. And that was a salvation need, really, because that's when we read in the book of Genesis when the ram took Isaac's place on the altar. And he said the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. That's Jehovah Jireh. So anything we really need, God can provide that. He's also Jehovah Roy, that's Jehovah my shepherd. When I think about shepherds, I think about leading, feeding, and protecting. I know it's a lot more than that, but if you think about those three things, I think about that he leads us, he feeds us, and he protects us. He's Jehovah Roy. He's also Jehovah Rophi. That's the Lord that healeth thee. And he can heal any kind of, he can heal emotional hurts, he can heal physical illnesses, he can heal relationships, he can heal marriages. Nothing he can't heal. So he's Jehovah that healeth thee. He's also Jehovah Shammah. That Jehovah is there. That's the last verse of Ezekiel. I love that because it means he's in some places in a special way. And he's in his church in a special way. In fact, I was reading a lot of the Old Testament lady, and he talked about the place where I put my name there. And he puts his name in a special way in his church. So Jehovah Shammah, he's the God who's there. Of course, he's everywhere, but he's there in a special way. He's also Jehovah Sidkenu, that is Jehovah our righteousness. That's a beautiful one right there. He's our righteousness. The righteousness means to be not guilty. It means to be not condemned. We're clothed with his righteousness. He's our righteousness. He's also Jehovah Shalom. You know what that one is. He's our peace. And we need peace, don't we? In fact, that reminds us of a verse we need to look at right now for a second. Is Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry too much about anything. Don't get out of shape about anything. Be careful for nothing. But everything. Everything. By prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? So he's Jehovah Shalom. He's also Jehovah Mekadesh. I'm not good on Hebrew, but I think that's the way you say it. That's the one who sanctifies you. He sanctifies us. And there's a lot of things about sanctification, but we need to be set apart every day to serve God. And sometimes we get off the beaten track. God can, I won't say re-sanctify us, but he can sanctify us. He sets us apart.